USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans brace for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement at the close of their meeting today. Many experts believe a 75 basis point increase is what the announcement will bring. Russia is planning to pull out of the International Space Station after 2024 and starting their own station like the Chinese have already done. Space physicist at Imperial College in London, Dr. Martin Archer on Sky News.
The collaboration across many, many different countries in the ISS has been more than politics. It's been about science, engineering, human achievement, and to see politics get in the way is really quite sad.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow's death was prematurely announced on Tuesday after his wife Lauren mistakenly notified the actor's management team. Dow's manager said his wife was very distraught over the condition of her husband, who is currently in hospice care. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The COVID-19 pandemic did not hit young children. In fact, young kids were the least affected, with an extremely low death rate.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young children. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey on Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. Currently, only 7% reported their children under 5 are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Facebook parent company Meta Platforms is expected to post its biggest drop in daily users and its first decline in revenue as the company struggles to adjust to rival TikTok. The company is expected to report quarterly revenue of $28.9 billion, according to analytics surveyed by FactSet. That figure would be down 0.6% from a year prior. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As mainstream media ramps up their attacks on President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland continues to cater to Democrats on NBC News when asked about President Trump's possible 2024 re-election bid.
We intend to hold everyone, anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th.
Unprecedented, as this is happening during a midterm election cycle. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Fox News announces his displeasure of the Department of Justice and says Trump will probably not be charged.
Ultimately, I don't think he does, but this is, you know, well timed to raise those questions. I think the Department of Justice appears to be actively not only paying attention to what the House committee is doing, but also taking its cues from it. I'm really concerned that the separation between these two branches is almost invisible right now as it relates to the January 6th investigation. And, you know, there's so many things that they could be doing with their time, because every time you take resources and put them on one investigation, you have to take them off of and not do other investigations. So, his interview, I was very concerned about several things he said.
A massive 23-ton Chinese rocket that delivered materials to a space station on Monday is expected to fall uncontrollably to Earth next week. Where it's going to hit, nobody knows. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.